The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Travel requirements for British citizens visiting the EU are changing as part of the new entry-exit system, a long-anticipated consequence of Brexit. This system will see the collection of biometric data replace passport stamping. It'll officially start on the 12th of October this year. Another change in the requirements is the introduction of the European Travel Information and Authorization Scheme, called ETIAS, otherwise known as a visa waiver scheme. And when that comes into effect, expected in late 2026, British holidaymakers will need to apply online and pay a fee of about €20 before travelling. The authorization will be valid for 3 years or until your passport expires. That's similar to America's ESTA system. To talk about this further, we're joined by Simon Calder, travel correspondent for The Independent. Simon, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. And yep, you've got it exactly right. And I'm so glad to say that Irish passport holders do not need even to think about this. It is purely something that the British have done to themselves when we said, yep, we want to leave the European Union. We already knew that the entry-exit system and the ETIAS were on the way. And we effectively said, yes, we'd love to be subject to that, to have our fingerprints taken when we're going to anywhere in the EU, apart from Ireland, which, of course, is governed by the Common Travel Agreement. And therefore, there's much easier movement between GB and Ireland.
Now, you know, we've all observed in various airports around Europe that the queues of British passport holders trying to get in or get out of particular EU countries. And it gave us, I suppose, some grim satisfaction as we sailed through the process ourselves to say, well, it serves you right for Brexit. It's not this new biometric thing is not going to make things a lot easier, because I saw recently in Faro Airport, the machines with the cameras on them have been installed close to the passport, right beside the passport desks. So that's all with fingerprinting and so on. That's going to take some time.
It is going to be a nightmare. Now, you're absolutely right. So, I mean, and of course, the number of sales of Irish passports to people who are lucky enough to have Irish heritage and live in Britain have absolutely rocketed, because they just see this as a fast track to Europe. And so, it's going to get really, really awkward for the first 6 months, because not only will you need to get used to the idea of, well, you're just popping over to France or Italy from the UK, but you're going to have your fingerprints taken, except if you're under 12, and you're going to have a facial biometric taken, and it's still going to be the case that you're going to have your passport stamped for the first 6 months. So it's going to be absolutely miserable. There is some talk in the airline industry, particularly, that actually the fingerprint requirement might be quietly forgotten, because facial recognition is now so good that, bluntly, to get people's fingerprints is quite a waste of time. So, but however you look at it, it's going to be miserable. And of course, as you say, the ETIAS coming down the road, that's going to cost us €20 every time. Yeah. Well, not every time you want to go away.
But I mean, €20 for a 3 year license, if you like, a 3 year visa waiver, or until your passport expires, whichever is the sooner. It's not the most onerous thing, but it's just one of those niggles that people will say, why am I having to go to pay this? You know, we never had to pay this before. And the answer will be,
oh, no. And actually, British people who have the great fortune to be the partner of an Irish citizen or someone with an Irish passport actually can swerve the fee. They'll still need to get an ETIAS, but they just won't need to pay the fee. So, yeah, it's all a bit of a lottery. But my personal view is that the we are now at a stage, 9 years on from the Brexit referendum, where it is now absolutely clear the lies that were told. And I think possibly the new Labour government, although it's been very, very sluggish, needs to go to Europe and just say, look, come on, this is ridiculous. There's nearly 70 million of us. We're a huge and important outbound travel market. And if you're putting we knew these hurdles would be in the way because we helped devise them when we were members. But can you give us a bit of an easier ride? But at the moment, of course, it's fantastic news for the Irish tourist industry because it's the one place in the EU where you will be able to go to without any stress or expense.
Now, one of the reasons they're doing this is to help identify criminals because anywhere you go within the Schengen, every time that you pass a border as a British citizen, you're going to have to be identified, even though you may originally have given your biometric details on your first entrance. Every time you enter again, you're going to have to do that. But as well as detecting the movement of criminals, they're also going to police people who overstay their entitlement to live in the EU for a certain number of days. And that will certainly commode people who bought what they called holiday homes, but effectively are now expats in places like Portugal.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, there's various views on this. And of course, in the olden days, there was no limit on how long you could spend in the EU. Now it is 3 months in any 6 months. And so some people are swerving it by having two passports. That should become an impossible thing to have once the entry-exit system gets going. They basically just kind of shuffle the passports. It's legal to have two passports in the UK, but two British passports. Other people rely, can you believe, on the border staff not doing their job, not actually plodding through, counting all the days that you've spent there. And the evidence is that in Spain and Portugal, we're probably more likely to have a holiday home. That's not a bad strategy, although it is most certainly breaking the law. It's a mess.
But isn't it going to make it much more difficult? Because once this biometric and personal data is collected and shared, it's going to be shared with all the border posts in the Schengen area. It's all going to be shared. So therefore, every time you go through, they'll know where you are. They'll know which country you're in. So AI and all the other computing power will be brought to bear. So someone will fetch up and they'll be told, sorry, you've outstayed your welcome. You were here for 3 months earlier this year. Sorry, you can't come in.
Oh, very much so, yes. And that's, but that's, we're kind of getting used to that because we also signed up for incredibly complicated rules about passport validity. And every day, hundreds of people are being turned away from flights in the UK to get to continental Europe because they haven't been aware of that. Yeah, the list of things that we signed up for that are making traveling so much more difficult is enormous. And I frankly despair. I was trying to, during the campaign, say, you do know things are going to get really tough if we vote to leave. But the Leave side, obviously, were just saying, no, it's fine. We're too important. They wouldn't ever dare do that to us. Yeah. But there we are.
And finally, I should ask, you're not the political correspondent. You're the travel correspondent for The Independent. But Nigel Farage, I mean, he's doing well politically in spite of all of this. Or will the chickens come home to roost when more and more people are frustrated by a consequence of Brexit?
Look, he is an extraordinarily clever politician. And of course, what he's been doing almost since day one is saying, oh, well, this wasn't the Brexit I had in mind, and blaming the Conservative government for negotiating Brexit like they did. And it's very easy to argue counterfactually, oh, I could have done this and this and this. Of course, he was never given the chance. So, reform is doing very well, but I think that goes beyond, it's far wider than Brexit. It's much more now, of course, that you have an awful lot of people who feel kind of left behind, that none of mainstream parties are representing them.
Just wait till Granny's sent home from Benidorm. Anyway, Simon, thank you very much for joining us. And
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.